Welcome to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. I am your host, Sherry T., and you have just entered into our Tuesday night family prayer call. I pray that you are encouraged and blessed by the words that are spoken here today, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive others. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. May the meditation of our hearts and the words of our mouth be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Keep us in the shadow of your presence. Lord, thank you that we all come together in a spirit of unity, seeking the one that we love with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul, Jesus, who took it all the way to the cross and through the cross, that we might be forever reconciled back unto you, and that eternal life is ours. Father, let us stand faithfully in your word, walking in your promises, walking in your principles, that we would see the good, that we would taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. After a word from our sponsor, the next voice you'll hear is from Mr. Eddie J., co-host of Conversation with Cousins from a Christian Perspective, now playing on YouTube. The Believer for Life Christian clothing brand is now on Amazon.com/Believer for Life.
Amen. We thank God again for this another opportunity to share on this prayer call. We are grateful and thankful for just another opportunity to share. As Sherry said, I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to be strong. So if you get your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. And then along the way, I'll be quoting scriptures as I go. We have 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 is what we're going to cover. What we're going to look at to launch what I want to talk about tonight. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. I'll be reading it from the Christian Standard Version of the Bible, but if whatever you have says Bible, you should be able to follow along. It says this, "But know this, hard times will come in the last days. For people will be lover of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, demeaning, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, holding to the form of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid these people." Again, that's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. I want to read verse 1 again, and then I'll get to what we're talking about tonight. Verse 1 again says this, "But know this, hard times will come in the last days." And what I want to talk about, as I told you last week, what we'll be talking about, how to prepare for the end times. That's what we want to talk about tonight, how to prepare for the end times. A family, These are not times when we should be depending on our own strength, intelligence, knowledge, or natural abilities. The only way to be prepared for what is happening and for what will come is to maintain three vital positions. Number one, watch and pray. Number two, persevere. Mm-hmm. And number three, commit to love and obey God. Let me say those three vital points again. Watch and pray. Persevere. And commit to love and obey God. Only in these ways, family, will our spiritual eyes be able to see what is coming, and our spirits will be ready to receive the Holy Spirit's wisdom to guide us to the good end in the midst of any end time storm. The first one we want to look at is the watch and pray piece. Mark chapter 13, verse 33 says this, take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Then down to 37 says, and what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Revelation 3:3 says this, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Throughout his ministry, Jesus repeated the admonition to watch and pray. To watch means to be alert, awake, vigilant all the time, so that we can pray about what we perceived in the spirit realm. We cannot pray properly if we have a sleeping spirit. Let me say that again. We cannot pray properly if we have a sleeping spirit. That is, if we pray, yet our spirit is not watching. Our prayers will be based on our natural sight and understanding, and they will be ineffective. Mm-hmm. Only if we are watching. Only if our spirit is alert, attentive, and connected to the Spirit of God, can we keep our lamp filled with oil and be ready when the bridegroom comes for his bride. The next thing we looked at, watch. The next thing is persevere. Jesus says in Matthew 24:13, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. In other words, he who continues in their faith in me will be saved. Jesus is telling us that amid all the signs of the end time that are taking place, we cannot let ourselves be defeated or deviated from the path the Lord has marked out for us until he returns. You and I, we must persevere until the very end. In God's mind, it doesn't matter where you were last year or even last week. What matters is where you are today. Amen. Luke 21:19 says, by your patience possess your soul. We might have been faithful for our entire lives up to this point, but if we're not continuing in God today, if we have stopped persevering, we will not possess our soul. Family, this is a race of endurance. It's not so much how you start or how fast you run, but rather how you finish. So, family, I'm encouraging you to stay the course. As the end times come late, we see more and more record-breaking calamities in nature and in the world economy. more violence, apostasy will take place. Everything will intensify. We see in that now, natural man will try to explain the developments through science and logic, but we must understand that the signs will strengthen and become more frequent because of the spiritual movements that are signaling the end times. What is most important for you is to be ready so that you can persevere to the end. So again, we have to watch and pray. We have to persevere. And as I said, the third point, we have to commit to love and obey God. We have to commit and to love and obey God. To be part of God's remnant, we need to revere and love the Lord and have a close relationship with him. We have to be awake, alert, obedient, watching, and praying. We must be filled with the Spirit, with God's presence, and with heavenly glory and power. God's remnant is committed, holy, passionate, and strong, living righteously and worshiping God in spirit and truth. It is a mature church. It is a mature believer that is intimate with the Spirit of God. Therefore, let us watch and pray so that we will not fall into temptation. Yeah. And above all, so that we will be alert for the coming of Christ. Let us be a part of the remnant that is without spot or wrinkle, fully clothed with our lamps continually filled with oil. Let us persevere until the end, until we reach the fullness of our salvation. Because Jesus Christ is coming soon. So are you prepared? Are you prepared when he comes? Are you prepared? And if you're not prepared, what will it take? If you're not prepared, what will it take? And what I'm quoting now is from Derek McGee. He's Connie McGee's son. He made a post last week talking about what will it take. And I want to leave, close my time with you today with this. What will it take? What will it take for you to totally trust God? What will it take for you to surrender your all to the Lord? What will it take for you to let go and let God? What will it take for you to allow God to use you? What will it take before you stop repeating the same mistakes over and over? What will it take before you realize the enemy is trying to destroy you? What will it take before you realize everything that glitter is not gold? What will it take before others see the anointings on your life? What will it take before you take ownership of what God says is yours? What will it take for you to lead others to Christ? What will it take for you to realize God has all your needs under control? What will it take for you to realize there is nothing too hard for the Lord? What will it take for you to see God in everything? We are living in the end times. Are you prepared? If not, what will it take?
Wow.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
We see the end times. We are living in the end times now. Mm-hmm. Are we prepared? And if not, what will it take? That's a question all of us have to ask individually and prepare ourselves for that time. So we ask that you work on each and every one of us. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. What a powerful word, and on time it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Jackson. Thank you. I could go for about another 10 minutes on that. But you know what? He left us with this, what will it take? And that's that self-examination that we all have to look at every day. And I like this text because it's, I mean, here Timothy says, but know this, hard times will come in the last days. So that means we can't run from it. We can't run around it. So what will it take for us to stay there? Watch and pray. He gave those details, y'all. Watch and pray. Persevere. And I like the last one. Commit to love and obey God. That's what it'll take for us to get through each and every day that God gives us on this side, that we can continue to fulfill the purpose that he has in us for his will.
After a word from our sponsor, we will continue with praise and worship. Life can be a whirlwind. Taking time for self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Your mental well-being is an important part of your daily routine. Have you ever experienced negative thoughts of depression, loneliness, or scarcity? Unlock the peace from within by texting BELIEVE, BELIEVE, to 877-670-1975. And receive our weekly words of encouragement. Nothing is more powerful than an ideal whose time has come. About 5 years ago, this quote by Victor Hugo became real to me when I found myself in a place of pain, loss, and depression. Here I was sitting in my favorite chair trying to figure out my life after being unemployed for about 6 years due to a freak accident at work. As I was recovering from my injuries, I realized that I no longer wanted to, nor could I do the work I had been doing for years. It became evident that I needed to reinvent myself. I began searching the internet and asking friends and family for help, which brought little to no results. I began soul searching, seeking God for direction. Day after day and week after week, I sought God, trying to get clarity on how I could use my gifts and talents to improve, empower others to live out their God-given potential and make an impact in the world. One night before retiring, I asked Infinite Intelligence to give me a phrase that consisted of three words that would impact the way people thought, lived, and lived their lives every day. I enjoy reading those 66 books, Genesis to Revelations. I believe that when we understand the principles and the promises of God's Word, they can be life-changing. And as I was seeking God for revelation and direction, one day destiny and time came together and God answered my prayer with this phrase, believer for life. Wow. I wondered how these words could give people hope, value, and joy. It was in my aha moment I considered what believer for life meant to me. It represented the good in all of us. Being a believer for life gave me hope in my pain, calm in my storm, and comfort in my loss. Being a believer for life interrupted my darkness and illuminated the light. You and I know that life is not always peaches and cream, but reveals the bumps and the bruises of discouragement, hurt, and pain that can cost us our life savings, our personal relationships, and even our health. This is what I know for sure. What God did for me, He will also do for you. God answers prayer. Today, I want you to see yourself as a believer for life, an overcomer no matter what. Believe that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord God, called according to his purpose. Believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Yes, I am a believer for life. And I come to encourage you today to give someone hope and believe that they too are a believer for life. Thank you for listening to the Echoes of Faith podcast on the Living Bible Hub Network. Partner with us. Like, subscribe, support. Visit our website, livingbiblehub.com. Until next time, peace, love, and blessing.